Now, the function of our infrared spectroscopy is to figure out the functional groups that are present in a molecule. Covalent bonds are going to vibrate at room temperature, no matter what. Remember, we can head towards zero Kelvin and the vibration slows right down, but it never stops. By definition, we can't get to zero Kelvin, and so there's always some vibrational motion. So we're always looking at a good amount of vibration at room temperature. The sorts of vibration then will depend on the nature of the molecule. So here we're looking at a carbon with four different groups of it, or four of the same groups of it. The vibrations then, you can see between carbon and hydrogen, can be symmetric, so one going in one direction, the other going in the same direction. They can be asymmetric. We can scissor these things where they move like that, or we can wag these things. Now, each of these different vibrations has a different absorption frequency, and as a result, we get a different value in wave numbers for that absorption. The way that it works is that when we do an asymmetric stretch, for instance, then we push the hydrogen that way, which is then changing the electron density distribution about that carbon-hydrogen bond, and this hydrogen goes in towards the carbon, again changing the electron distribution there. So momentarily we've got a difference in the plus and minus characteristics in the molecule, creating a dipole moment. So those changes in dipole then are what physically result in the ability of us to measure a change in vibration frequency for the molecule. Now, experimentally, we get a plot like that, which shows the x-axis is our wave numbers. Often we still have the wavelengths written on a plot, but basically it's ignored. And then the y-axis is the either transmittance or absorbance. And again, you'll often find on lots of plots there'll be both. There'll be a transmittance. So up here then, when there's no absorption, we're getting 100% transmittance, and then we get a functional group absorbs, we get down. We never quite hit zero, because if we hit zero, then we've saturated our absorption, so we shouldn't get to zero. But we want nice, strong absorptions for our main